Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Welcome to our first Transformational Tuesday show of 2022. Happy New Year, everybody. We've got three callers who called in at least one time before, and I know they're chomping at the bit, but let's see what Elisa's got for us today. Hi, Elisa.
Hello, how are you?
Oh. Hi, how are you?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
Oh, the lessons. The lessons. It's all good.
Yes.
Well, we're in our new year, and 2022 is the year of the heart and
wow.
The year of love, self-love, and intimate love and friendship love. So we're coming into a good time, but we're all in retrograde right now, and we're going into another retrograde, which is testing, you know, our patience. It's causing confusion, delays, and stuff like that. So we're just working through this process of being patient. And how many of us are really patient? We're learning that lesson right now. So
aren't we? Aren't we?
Staying positive, focused, yes, and positive. So that patient, that everything's going to align exactly as it's supposed to, all for our highest good. And the messages that have been coming is truth, truth, and truth. So we're going to start seeing truth. We're going to start living in our truth. We're going to start elevating in our truth, making decisions and choices from that space. And it's going to cause, you know, this push, but it's a slow process. So the planets are slowing down. Pluto is present right now, which means the ending of what was and the opening to the rebirth of what is in 2022, which is bringing the heart to elevate and rise up in each one of us and hold compassion and love in that space. So it's actually a really beautiful time, but it's also a transformational, the end of the transformational period of what was into this new rebirth. And for some, it's, you know, challenging and it's causing frustration and a lot of like delay and not understanding like what the outcome is going to be. And it's learning to just surrender and be in this moment patient, allowing all to play out exactly as it's supposed to, and trust the process. So that's where we're standing right now in this period of time.
And seems like it always comes back.
Existence.
It always comes back to trust the process and go with the flow. And really, what
yes.
more do you need?
And it's hard.
It is hard, but if you think about it, how many times have we heard people say, let go and let God? And,
yes, and that's exactly where we're standing.
You know, if you do, I have a friend who once equated that to a pickle jar. If you've ever had a pickle jar that's just impossible to open, and you work on it, you work on it, you work on it, you set it down on the counter and you walk away, and then your 14-year-old son comes in and opens the jar for you without even thinking about it. It's like, you know, God is kind of like that. You didn't necessarily even have to ask. You just let it down, you come back, and it's been fixed for you before you even know it.
Yes, yes. It's just a process of being patient. And we're being tested in that space right now. You know, it actually becomes easier in the surrender because we're so focused. And I was actually discussing this with my clients, is we're so focused on an outcome that we actually miss the discovery in the moments that we're supposed to, like, unravel and hold as little messages along the way that actually add to the completion of the puzzle. So it's like we force something to be here before it's ready, and then we miss all of the little gifts and surprises along the way, and that's actually part of the journey that's so fun. It's just being and just allowing, and then it all shows up. When we let go, the process is going to continue and happen, you know, when we learn how to go with the flow. And
that,
but
you know what that
so
reminds me of? That reminds me of the story about the, you know, the little boy who wanted to help a butterfly out of the chrysalis. And he, you know, he helped cut it open, but then the butterfly was crippled. He couldn't do it before it was right. You know, he had to stay in that cocoon until he was strong enough to fly.
Yes. So we're almost there. We're almost there. And
we all have to be strong enough to fly. And that's a lesson I've been learning. And sometimes, even though we are strong and we're independent, we have to learn those lessons and take the time to soak them up. And they're going to be different for every person.
We're not here.
Exactly.
We're going to learn lessons every day until we're not here. It's part of the journey, you know, but it's how we get through the lessons and how we become the observer and let go. Because when we let go, then it doesn't affect us in an emotional way. It allows flow. It allows everything to just go as it's supposed to. And we can kind of like slowly float around the obstacles and the barriers and things that become boulders. We just stop and step back and take a look and evaluate and just be the observer to your life. It's really a beautiful technique once you master it. But getting to master it, it means letting go of that ego and that outcome and, you know, conditions and just being in this moment. It's really freeing to the soul. So that's what we're standing in right now, is learning how to just go with the flow and just, you know, allow things to happen. So we can take our callers.
Okay.
We've
got several callers who've called in here before. So I'm going to just take you in the order that you dialed in. And the first caller is Dion from Illinois. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. Thank you. I can't believe I'm the first caller.
you were. Hey, I logged in, and maybe 2 minutes after I called, you know, I logged in, you were the caller. And I've been watching the switchboard, so you're number one.
Oh, my God, it's so weird because I'm on your email list, you know, like for your newsletters.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday and today I was thinking about, because they come out once a month, right?
Usually.
Yeah, I'm like waiting for the next one. And then I look at
January. We have been delayed getting our January issue out, our January newsletter, and that will be explained in the newsletter why we were so late. But we're getting on it as soon as we can.
Talk about coincidences, though. Like, I thought about you yesterday, I thought about you today, just randomly, and then I just so happened to go on Blog Talk, and they're like, oh, there's a show starting in 9 minutes. I'm like, oh my God. So we're all aligned. I'm so happy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Hello, Dion.
Hi.
I see magic in the moment. There's magic in the moment for you. And there's a lot of excitement around your energy, just in your existence of what you're manifesting to happen. I see that you have been planting a lot of seeds, and you're hoping that it's all going to come out the way that, you know, you kind of want it to come out and reveal itself. And it's about, you're totally in that space of having to be patient to wait for things to just start blooming. And I see a lot of good very, very soon. I almost see it like the third week in February, maybe the the beginning of March, but more towards the end of February, where you're going to start to see your path open up for a lot of opportunities that you've been manifesting to happen.
Wonderful. And yeah, really.
So I hope
that's right on point. Like when I was listening to your introduction, I'm literally getting ready to take my dog out to the lake just to do something different, just to get my mind off of my work, just to get my mind off of the manifestations. Because, you know, today is 111 and the year is 2022. So today is a 369 energy portal for manifestations, according to the
yes.
Nikola Tesla. So more than ever, I need to just let the universe take the, like Jesus take the wheel, right?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for confirming what I'm doing over here, because I'm really doing the work. So thank you.
Yes, you are. And you are going to receive good news. And it's about being a little patient, as we started the show, being patient. But you really are going to have a little bit of lapsing time and you're going to think, oh my gosh, but just, okay, I'm not always 100% with time. Although I've been pretty on point with around the timing, okay, maybe not the specific date, but I do see the end of February, beginning of March, you're going to have an openness on your path that's going to lead you to so many opportunities of where you have been wanting to go. It's almost like we're going to be given the tools to just do whatever we love to do in our passion and our purpose in this world. And so it's almost like a collective is going to go through this transformation and this gifting from the divine to all of us for going through this turbulence and the struggles, and good news is coming. Okay. So trust and just stand in that faith and know that we're supported. I wake up every day and I feel the energy getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And I do not watch any outside interference, okay, as far as TV goes and listening to people. I just stay in my own little cocoon and my bubble and allow me to feel the truth of what is. Because otherwise it's a distraction for me as well. So when we stand in that place of just feeling something and just being aware to our surroundings, we can feel things in such a more sensitive tone of a heightened frequency than we do when we have all this interference of noise. So just stay in that space of just being and trusting and writing down every day, like your experiences and maybe your fears or your worries or your excitements or whatever you feel, any kind of messages that come to you, and you'll start to see that you're actually going through the healing process of the surrender or to the surrender. Okay, and there's a reason for this. We're learning how to reprogram and not be connected to an ego outcome. We're learning how to step into the surrender to allow our souls to be guided to where we are to be in the moments that we are guided to be in those spaces, helping each other and helping people and doing what we love. That's where I see you actually stepping into. Okay.
That's very helpful. Yeah. Thank you for the insight. That helps me out a lot. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me sometimes to step back from it and say, okay, what's the lesson from this? But I get, you're right.
Well, you've been
caught up in that ego.
I see you've been doing things that are not aligned with your truth, okay? Like you've settled all these years to go get a job, to go do whatever you have to do, and it's not your full soul purpose. But this new earth is rebirthing all of us to step in the true soul purpose and doing what we love to do. Okay, so just be patient and keep planting your seeds, keep manifesting, asking God to bless you with all that is for your highest good. And I know that will show up. Okay, we are so powerful in our own being to manifest all our dreams to come to fruition. And today's
wow.
a great day to start. New beginnings.
111 in 2022. Like you said, great day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dion?
I claim it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Dion. We actually do. Thank you, you too. We do have a new caller, so according to our Alisa's request, new callers get first priority. So we're going to jump the line here. Hello, new caller. What is your name?
My name is Sandy. I'm from Minnesota.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi. I've never listened to the show, so I'm not sure what I can ask.
Well, you might can get into energy and just give you a little bit of a message if you'd like me to, or you can ask a question and I can, you know, see where I'm guided to, you know, tell you what the answer is, or I can just go ahead and tell you what I see, whatever you want me to do.
That'd be great. Yeah, just go ahead and just tell me what you see and maybe that'll bring up a question.
Okay, so there's been a lot of internal conflicts inside of you. And it's a reflection time of pulling up through the sadness, okay? There's been a lot of emotional stuff that I see around. And you're reflecting on what is it that you really want to do with your going forward in your journey here on Earth. And I'm being shown that you really have a lot of unawakened gifts to bring to this world, but you really are to turn inward and reflect on all the gifts that you have accumulated, or all the tools, I should say, that you've accumulated that will help awaken to the truth of what you came here to do and be. Because you're kind of going through this confusion of, I don't know which way to go or what I'm to do, but I need to do something different. I want to be happy. I want to feel like I add life to my life again. Do you understand?
Yep, that's fully right.
So my advice to you is to sit alone and just write down your thoughts and remember you as the child energy. What is it that you love to do creative-wise? There have been things that you've accumulated along the way, okay? We all walk life, so there are different jobs you've done, different roles you've played, but you've done it for everybody else except for you. So now it's time for you to put you first and really stand in your truth of what you love to do when you were like the little girl creating and playing, because you're still that energy and you really have kind of like pushed her down and overlooked all that you are to accommodate everybody else's needs, and yours have been overlooked. So it's time for you to bring the little girl of you to the surface and remember who she really is, what she's all about, her gifts, her talents, her likes, her dreams. And in that space, you are going to recreate your journey to unfold more aligned for you than all the other people.
You know, I've thought about that a lot, and I've tried doing that, and I just don't come up with anything that resonates with me to do.
If you want to have a personal session with me, I think that it would help you, because it will really go deep into the soul, and you'll get a lot of answers, and you can, you know, record your session and have it to look back on as you're going through your healing journey. I can help you with the life coaching part of that. But it's time for you to start, okay? Whoever you choose to help you with that, or however you choose to start, that's on you, but it's time for you to start. It's your time now, and you owe this to yourself. You've always overlooked you for everybody else, and that's not okay. And it's like we have this little line between the dates, and it's time for you to live full and to live free and live happy. Enjoy. It is time for you. Permission that it's okay to turn inward and love you more now than you ever have in your whole time that you've been in this existence. It's time.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Because we have a choice. We can stay in the same patterns and behaviors and stay sad and stuck, or you can choose to make the change. But nobody's going to do it for you. You have to choose that for yourself. I can help
you.
No,
I understand that.
But I'm not going to be able to do it for you. I can just help you, you know, but you have to take that step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
And
well,
so much amazing ready, like waiting for you. Okay, so much amazing. I see so much amazing for you.
I have a son who is, I'm having a hard time dealing with, and that kind of holds me back because I don't know what to do with him. Do you read anything into that at all?
I will help you in a private session.
Okay. Thank you.
And I have my number on the show as well, and you can write it down. Mary will tell you.
Yeah. And okay. It's the best. You won't regret it, I promise you. Her number is 407-432-7088. And you can text her.
I see it
That's
there.
That's probably the best thing. Just text her and tell her that you want to set up a session. And I can tell you, as one of her clients, it's one of the best things you'll ever do for yourself.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very all welcome. Right. And I want to tell all of our other callers that we are still going to try our best to get to you, but we do have another new caller. And I want to see who is on. Well, come on, button. Who's our caller here? Hello.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm Josh.
Hi, Josh. Where are you calling from?
East Central Illinois.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. No, I don't want to jump the line.
No, our policy is first-time callers always get heard or, you know, get a chance to talk to Lisa before people have called in numerous times. And we've got one person who's called in 7 times. So Lisa must be doing
okay.
Something right.
There you go.
Hi, Josh.
How you doing, ma'am?
Oh, Josh, you're ready. You're ready for some answers. You're ready for some change. You're having a problem understanding how people are so unhappy around you, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't take it anymore. So
yeah.
I just see you
pretty,
trying to hold
accurate.
It all up. We're trying to hold it all up, keeping people positive, keeping people on track, but it's exhausting. And it's exhausting to be the voice of reason when people are in chaos, okay? I know all too well. So it's about you releasing that responsibility to help people see the truth because you see the truth. They have to awaken on their own accord. You can help them to a point of being positive if they ask you, but when you try to keep doing it for them, it's becoming exhausting, okay? That's how I feel around your energy. And let it all go. It's like dirty laundry. Let it all go. Let everybody pick up their laundry and wash it themselves.
I was
okay?
Actually calling
you
about
can help
redemption.
Direct them. I'm sorry?
Redemption.
Yes, redemption. You know,
yeah,
it's about not being responsible for everybody's stuff. And it's hard because we've been conditioned and programmed that we are to help and save people and make them see things the way we know the truth is. But everybody has their own path to see how they see. And they don't choose to see how you see, even though I see you seeing the truth, because they're so caught in the fear and the distractions and the chaos. It's like being in a fire and everybody, things are burning all around everybody and everybody's like going crazy. And you're like, guys, here's the exit. Okay. You're standing at the exit saying, come this way, but they're all over the place. And it's about just let it go. They have to, you know, you can't save everybody. There'll be some people who get burned in the fire and there's somebody who will run to the exit, but they have to choose that. You can stand there waving your hands and saying, hey guys, I'm over here, but release that responsibility of doing the work for them, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
you understand very exactly what I'm saying. Because
you can't save everybody.
Wow,
that was actually the best thing I've heard in a long time.
And you're holding everybody up. You're really wanting to. Okay, I know as a human with compassion and a big heart, we don't want to see people having to go through the suffering. We don't want to see people having to go through the pain and the choices that are not for their highest good. But this is not our soul path. We can only focus on our soul path and align with those who are on there with us. And the rest of them, they have to awaken when they choose to stop and live in their truth. It's not for us to do the work for them. So the best advice I can give you is to let go and let God. Let go. You can be the voice, but you're not to do the work for them. You can be the guide, but you're not to do the work for them. Because you have a huge, beautiful heart and a lot of wisdom and a lot of inner knowing, and you are so connected to it, and people don't want to believe you, and it's okay. It's not your responsibility. Give yourself permission to let go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You just know how often you get your heart broken trying to talk to people.
I know. I know all too well. I had to really sit with myself for a long time and give myself permission as well. I know all too well. And it's people closest to us. It's the people we love, the people that we don't even know. And it's all of it. It's the whole lesson here. It's a whole lesson here, but you see the truth 100%. You see the truth, and you're super full of wisdom, and you are so connected to your moral compass and your knowing and your truth, and you are a guide and a leader in this lifetime. But the people have to wake up, and people are not wanting to do that. They're in the chaos, and you're not. You're above it, and you're seeing it from a different perspective. Okay, that's just validation for you. Stand in your truth always. Lead with your heart always. But just know it's not your responsibility to save people. Okay? It'll release that heavy backpack of responsibility off of you. It's not our path. Okay? We're all on our own path, on our own journey. All right, my dear. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling in, Josh. All right, our next caller is one of our regulars, Tim from New York. How are you doing, Tim? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well. Trying to start New Year off positive, you know.
Okay.
How you doing?
Oh, you are going to have some good things happen for you, my dear. I feel that push. Like, I can't get out of the gate fast enough. Like, you're the racehorse, and you're like, oh, my God, I wish they'd just ring the bell already. But a little longer, just a little bit, okay? But I really see it in the – it's almost like I see it right in front of you. So just stand in that faith. Open to receive, and I just hear the glory of God is going to place all your dreams in your hands, okay?
Okay.
I see
okay.
it.
I mean, everything.
It's like right here in front of you, right here. You feel it too, and you know you're so excited, but you just don't know when it's going
to
be done. That moment.
Yeah, so I'm trying
it's
to
like,
get anxiety. It's the wind in the house is driving me crazy, but, you know, I always feel like I tune in for the message that I need to hear. So it's just like, let go, let God. I don't know how it's coming or when, but I know it's coming.
Deep breath.
Cool.
Okay, deep breath. Get out in nature. I don't know if you live where it's cold, but get out in nature the best you can and just allow that frequency of love to just envelop you and trust the process, okay? Trust the process. It's right there in front of you. It's like the stars are going to fall from the sky into your hands, okay? I'm excited for you, and I can't wait for that phone call when you tell me, oh, my gosh, it's happening. So it's very soon.
I can't wait either. It is freezing in New York, but I am going to get out into nature any way I can. Bundle up.
Get outside and just look up. Look up and say gratitude and grace for all your blessings, because they're ready to, like, fall, like little feathers from the sky, to say, here you go. You worked so hard. Here you go. Okay?
Sounds very good. Thank
Stay
you
positive.
So very much. I will be in touch. I'm staying positive. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks,
right.
Tim.
I'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Bye-bye. And our last caller is Donna. And I can't remember if Donna's from California or Florida.
Yes, I'm from California. Hi.
Excellent.
Hi, Donna.
Good. I just wanted to know what you're picking up for me. You're so good at it for this upcoming year, please.
I feel like you have one leg in one place and another leg in another place, and you haven't taken the leap yet, but you know you have to.
Yeah, I want
to make the changes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make changes to lose weight. Yeah.
And guess who's in her own way?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So it's about you taking that release of what was and going into the new, trusting that it's all going to be good for you. But you haven't
yeah.
done it yet. It's okay. Be patient. You'll know when to take that foot out and say, okay, I am done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. You have to be the
yeah.
one to make that choice, though. And you're right there.
Yeah.
You're right on the line. Okay? It's about trusting, because there's not a wrong way. We don't have a wrong way on the journey. It's about doing what you know to be your truth and going through with it. And if for some reason it's not exactly the way or how you expected it or not for your highest good, you'll find a different path. But you're not going to – change is hard for people, because it's about trusting and being supported through the trust, okay? So it's about just do it. Just do it. Okay? Just do it.
Yes.
You're getting the green light.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good day, Donna.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, I appreciate the calls. And it was a great way to start the new year.
Yes,
that brings
ma'am.
Us to the end of our show. Alisa, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything that you say, I know where it comes from, so that makes it doubly specially good. And until next week, we'll see you all later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit theunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's theunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Alisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.